I think that we are in a dangerous moment. One of the things that really concerns me is that it appears that Iran is rather cavalier in its use of force. So, having launched an unprecedented attack against Israel, not just unprecedented in terms of attack against Israel, but unprecedented in terms of the scale and the types of weapons used, it's unprecedented in the region. Iran then goes and says, well, our attack was defeated, but we meant that to happen. We just wanted to send a message. Well, if you send 330 armed projectiles at a country, you're running a risk that one of them may go off course, may malfunction, and cause some serious damage. And that damage will not be interpreted as an honest mistake by the person who is damaged. So what we're seeing here is a level of risk acceptance on behalf of the Iranians, which I think has the potential to plunge the entire region into a war. And if we take the Iranians at their word, inadvertently, that's very, very, very dangerous. So I am concerned.
President Biden has already warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States will not join Israel in any retaliation. Nevertheless, Israel announced that there will be an Israeli response to the unsuccessful Iranian attack. Would that lead to an eventual escalation into a regional war?
Well, the Iranians will want to portray it that way in order to prevent this response. But I don't think that Netanyahu can survive as a politician if they just say, well, you fired 330 things at us, we shot them down, so we're done. I think there has to be some sort of response, and it has to be significant in order to ensure that this sort of behavior doesn't become normal. What Israel has to consider are a couple of factors. The first factor is their capacity and their abilities. And I don't think Israel, for example, has the ability to take out all of Iran's nuclear infrastructure by themselves. They also have to be careful that they don't inadvertently reinforce the Revolutionary Guard regime, which basically had a sort of slow motion coup of the Iranian government starting with the Green Revolution in 2009. A direct Israeli attack that is disproportionate will serve the purpose of discrediting the Iranian opposition, which continues to protest throughout the country. So what they need to do is find a target that's closely linked with the Revolutionary Guard or with the military capacity, like missile factories or drone factories, and perhaps respond against those. The ideal target would be an economic activity that's owned by a prominent Revolutionary Guard member that is inefficient, that everybody knows is part of the 45% of the Iranian economy controlled by the Revolutionary Guard. If they could destroy that facility, that would have the effect of both targeting the Revolutionary Guard directly, as well as exacerbating the growing inequities that we're seeing under what is becoming a theocratic military regime in Iran.
But some experts say that if it does strike back, Israel risks triggering an endless tit-for-tat with Iran up to the escalatory ladder toward a general Middle East conflagration. Do you agree with this analysis?
No, I don't agree with the premise. I don't think Israel wants to escalate. I think that they do feel that they have to restore deterrence, that they have to strike a strong blow against Iran so that they will not consider this sort of action again, because Israel doesn't have the capacity and Israel's partners don't have the capacity to repel five of these attacks in 1 week. So they do have to respond. The challenge is when you respond to something, if you're seeking to establish deterrence, then the other side may not see it that way. They may see it as something that needs to be acted to. So in the statement that the Iranian embassy to the UN put out, they said, okay, we're doing this to restore deterrence for the killing of seven Revolutionary Guard officers at the consulate in Damascus, and we consider the matter to be finished. But I don't think Israel can accept that logic. I think that there will be some sort of strike, but I think that the Biden administration is trying to limit it, that it will be much more directed and proportionate. And I think that Iran will probably have to take it. There are no shortage of targets, but we'll see what that is.